Democratic State Representative Bob Hagan isn't a Johnny-come-lately when it comes to medical marijuana. He's been pushing bills for years now that would allow Ohioans to use cannabis under medical supervision. And he's back at it again. He's proposing a plan in the Ohio legislature that would allow Ohioans to use medical marijuana under a doctor's care. And it would allow Ohio farmers to grow hemp. Hagan thinks most Ohioans agree the time has come for the change.
Just this month, Fox News published results of a nationwide poll that showed an overwhelming majority of registered voters, 85%, agree that adults should be allowed to use cannabis for therapeutic purposes if a physician authorizes it. Those numbers also carry out in Ohio, where a recent Ohio poll said 73% of adults favor allowing medical marijuana.
Hagan's bill is not likely to go anywhere at this point, and he knows that. He's also backing a group that wants to put the issue on the ballot. John Pardee is the president of that group.
Our citizens are telling us they cannot wait. They need relief, and they need it now.
There are people who find cannabis relieves pain, nausea, and seizures associated with certain illnesses. And in some 20 other states, they can use medical marijuana under certain circumstances with a prescription from a doctor. Don Worshafter is the attorney for the group that wants to put the issue on the ballot. He says it's a shame that a ballot issue, which takes time and money, appears to be necessary to allow prescription cannabis use in Ohio. But he says THC, the active ingredient in the herb, is on the federal schedule of controlled substances.
The problem is when they put a natural substance on that schedule, because it takes approximately $100 million of research to get a substance off the schedule of controlled substances. And a natural product has no company willing to spend that money because since it can't be patented, there's no way to get their return on investment. So natural substances, natural plants, have no business being on the schedule of controlled substances. And really the only way you're going to get a plant off the schedule of controlled substances is with politics. It was politics that put it on the schedule. It's politics that has to take it off.
Hagan is correct in his assessment that there is staunch opposition by fellow state lawmakers to the idea of allowing medical marijuana in Ohio. Republican State Representative Lynn Watchman says he's not for Hagan's bill, or a possible ballot issue for that matter.
I think we're seeing a lot of information coming from some other states, Michigan, which I'm most familiar with, that really does show that, at least the way they did it in Michigan, marijuana is filtering into society, causing all kinds of other problems.
Most major law enforcement groups also remain opposed to the idea of allowing medical marijuana in Ohio. It looks like if medical marijuana is to be allowed in Ohio at some point in the future, Ohio voters will have to be the ones to make that change. And before they can weigh in on the issue, backers of the plan will need to collect 385,000 valid petition signatures to put the issue on the ballot. They hope to get enough signatures in the next 13 months to have the issue up before voters in the fall of 2014. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.